I'm Dan Klefstad. You're listening to Morning Edition. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the announcement in the case of Breonna Taylor shows how much work is needed to achieve racial justice.
The grand jury's lesser charge of a single officer does not address the loss of her life. Not nearly. This is, to put it simply, a gross miscarriage of justice.
Pritzker has the National Guard on alert in case of violence. The governor says the state will ensure the right to protest peacefully, but at the same time, he says he's concerned about protecting the safety of Illinois residents. In other news, another region of the state is getting dangerously close to tighter COVID-19 restrictions, but Governor Pritzker says it's not too late to turn it around. Susan Stevens has more.
The COVID-19 positivity rate stands at 7.5% for Region 1 of the state. That's a large portion of Northwest Illinois that includes Rockford, DeKalb, Dixon, and Galena. If it increases slightly to 8% for three straight days, restrictions could kick in under the state's Restore Illinois plan. Those restrictions could include banning indoor bar and restaurant service and stricter limits on gatherings. A coalition of Region 1 health departments is asking the public to act now to lower the positivity rate and prevent the restrictions from kicking in. Besides the usual hand washing and distancing measures, they want more people to get tested, symptomatic or not. They also urge people to keep their social circles small and leave situations where people aren't following best practices to prevent the spread of COVID-19. I'm Susan Stevens.
Voting for the 2020 election gets underway today in Illinois. The State Journal Register reports many county clerks across the state will begin mailing ballots to those who requested them. Early voting also begins in designated locations. Voters will have just under 6 weeks to cast their ballots, including traditional polling places that will be set up on Election Day. Matt Dietrich speaks for the State Board of Elections. He reminds voters that registration in Illinois never closes. You can register and vote up to and on November 3rd. He also notes that if a person who received a mail-in ballot wants to vote in person, they must bring their ballot with them and surrender it before being given a new ballot. If they lose their mail-in ballot, they will be allowed to cast a provisional one. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. Former SIU Director of Athletics and NFL Hall of Famer Gale Sayers has passed away at the age of 77. Sayers led the Saluki Athletics Department from 1976 to 1981. He continued to help the department after he left by donating memorabilia to fundraising events. Pro Football Hall of Fame President David Baker announced Sayers' death. No cause was provided. Sayers was named to the 1960s All-Decade Team, the 50th Anniversary All-Time Team, the 75th Anniversary All-Time Team, and the NFL 100th Anniversary All-Time Team for his injury-shortened career with the Chicago Bears. Governor J.B. Pritzker was upbeat in talking yesterday about the latest COVID-19 numbers for Region 4, the Metro East, a region that once had a positivity rate of 10%.
Region 4 has brought its average down to 7.3%. They may be on their way down to 6.5% and a removal of regional mitigations.
If the Metro East hits 6.5%, the ban on indoor dining in bars and restaurants would be lifted. This is National Farm Safety and Health Week. The campaign addresses several topics, including tractor safety, emergency preparedness, and especially mental health.
They may retreat and say, hey, I don't have time to get to a doctor, or I live in a rural area where healthcare is not as easily accessible. And we want to encourage those individuals to use telemedicine.
That was Director Christy Jones for the Illinois Department of Agriculture. I'm Leah Lerner.